this morning, and hope you have a show for you today. I am going to be featuring Mavis Staples, one of the greatest artists across many, many genres, gospel, soul, R&B, even pop, you know, just everything. And she's been performing since she was 11 years old. She's now 85. She got her start with her family band, the Staple Singers. And we're going to start off listening to the Staple Singers for the first set. And then we're going to move into Mavis's solo career and some of the collaborations she did over the years. So sit back, relax, and enjoy my tribute to Mavis Staples here on Something About the Women.
Help just getting good love. A man now, don't you fear? I can love you now, don't you hear? I wanna do it again. 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 Do it. Oh, no.
That, of course, was the Staple Singers, and they were a family band. Pops, Cleotha, Yvonne, Mavis, and Purvis made up the band. Mavis started singing with the group at about age 11. They actually started singing like in churches because Pops' brother was a preacher in the church, and that's when they started singing in churches. They're rooted in gospel, and you can hear their gospel R&B influences. And on a lot of the songs, Mavis was the lead singer, and she's the only one who survives to this day. All the rest have passed. All right, we're going to get into Mavis's early solo career next, and I think it overlapped a little with the Staple Singers, but she certainly stepped out on her own in the late 60s, early 70s, and we're going to hear some of that music right now here on Something About the Women.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, and that's when Billy would take me walking. Through the backyard we go walking, Billy look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only boy who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was, yes, he was. When you started to sweet talking to me, come and tell me everything's all right. Kiss and tell me everything is all right. Can I get away again tonight? The only boy who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was, yes, he was. Kisses for me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me he's all mine, learning from each other's knowing. Look and see how much we've grown. The only boy who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was, yeah.
You gave me my first taste of love. You put me in a groove, and all I could think of were your sweet lips upon my face. Your tender voice, I thought I could never erase. Although you're gone, and I'm all alone, in an unhappy home, I have learned to do without you. Even though it hurts me deep down inside, from my eyes. I'm not perfect, oh, and I know it's true, but all my intentions were good for you. My true love and affection, it just wouldn't do. So you found yourself, found somebody new. Now that you're gone, and I'm all alone. In and on, happy home. From my eyes, now that you've had your rendezvous, you realize just how good I was to you. You've come back to my front door. But it's too late, it's too late, it's too late. I just don't need you no more. So baby, go on. Go on and leave me alone. In this unhappy home. Cause you know what? I have learned, learned to do without you. I have learned. Tell me, who do you think you are? You're running from here to there, breaking heart after heart. But didn't you know that it's all coming back to you? And didn't you know that you're gonna have some heartaches too? Now, you're the fool for thinking everybody's a fool for you. You've been thinking that you're out of sight. Well, it won't be long for what you're thinking will be right. You're gonna lose, baby, you're gonna lose out, and you'll be the one that nobody's thinking about. You're the fool for thinking everybody's a fool for you, baby. You're the fool, yeah, everybody's a fool for you. Now don't it make you feel good knowing you got a lot of hearts on the string? When you get down to it, baby, that don't mean one thing. 'Cause what you've got, it won't be yours for long. And you'll find out that what you're doing must be wrong. You're the fool for thinking everybody's a fool for you, baby. You're the fool, yeah, for thinking everybody's a fool for you.
All right, wrapping up a set of solo Mavis Staples with a song called You're the Fool. Came out in 1970 on her album Only for the Lonely. Etta James put out a version of that song around the same time. Before that, Mavis did Sweet Things You Do from her self-titled album Mavis Staples. Came out in 1969. And we also heard I Have Learned to Do Without You, again from Only for the Lonely. And we started the set with Son of a Preacher Man. You may know that song by Dusty Springfield, and I think Joan Osborne did a version. Lots of people have done a version. But that is from her album, Mavis Staples, that came out in 1969. We're going to change gears a little bit and listen to some songs that are collaborations. It seems that Mavis Staples is the person that people want to collaborate with. She's worked most famously with Jeff Tweedy from Wilco and also Levon Helm before he passed away. But she has collaborated with many, many people, and we're just going to get a small sampling of that in this next two sets. But first, we're gonna have a quick public service announcement, and then we'll get to some Mavis Staples collaborations here on Something About the Women.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good to up my mind. To live in memories of the lonesome times. Can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say so. I'll just live my life dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew. They still make me blue. Yesterday. That's all right. That's all right. This is a fun song.
Turn me around, As you journey, they're here and there. Tell him I'm waiting for my child to come home. I am waiting for my child to come. I'm waiting for my child. If you can't come home, would you please send me a letter? 'Cause a letter would mean so much to me.
Somewhere, and somewhere.
great set of collaborations with Mavis Staples. And she can sing with just about anybody, and everybody wants to sing with her. That was Mavis singing with Joan Osborne from a really great album. It's called I'll Take You There, an all-star concert celebration. It came out in 2017, and it's a live concert with her and a million people. And if you sort of want a great snapshot of Mavis Staples, you could pick up that album. And before that, she did Waiting for My Child to Come Home with Patty Griffin. And that is from a gospel compilation called Oh Happy Day, All-Star Music Celebration. Came out in 2009. All different people singing all different kinds of gospel songs. And as I mentioned earlier, Mavis's family had their roots in gospel. And then they turned to more popular music. They were also very active in the civil rights movement. And I had a whole civil rights music set planned, and I don't think I'm going to have enough time for it. I think I'm going to have a part two, because there's just so much great music from Mavis Staples and the Staple Singers. All right, before Oh Happy Day, we heard Mavis from that same concert album. We heard Mavis with Bonnie Raitt doing Turn Me Around, and then an interesting sort of jazz collaboration with John Scofield. It was a Ray Charles tribute album called That's What I Say. And we heard the song I Can't Stop Loving You, and that came out in 2005 on the Verve record label. And we started the set with one going back to 1969, where Mavis teams up with Eddie Floyd for Ain't That Good, and that came from an album called Rare Stamps, 1969. So she's really done lots and lots of stuff. She's been singing for over 70 years, which is kind of amazing, and she's still out there. I guess she was thinking about retiring and then just decided she wasn't done yet. So Mavis is still out there. Go see her while you can, because she is a national treasure. All right, we're going to move on to our second set of collaborations, but not before I remind you that you're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Does it really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye? Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Oh, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over the small? Doesn't make a difference at all. Oh, doesn't make a difference at all. Does it really make a difference whose tears are first to flow? Oh, does it really make a difference who's holding on, who's letting go? Oh, well, does it really make a difference anymore? You know, the hardest thing to go it alone doesn't make a difference at all. Doesn't make a difference at all. Does it really make a difference anymore? difference at all. No, no, no. No, no. Does it really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye? Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Well, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over the small? Does it make a difference at all? Oh, does it make a difference at all? Tell me, does it make a difference at all? No, 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 no. Does it make a difference at all?